Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This inner brew at DriveCentric's DC20 has been brought to you by our friends and partners at MXS Solutions, Fixed Ops Digital, M1 Data and Analytics, 321 Ignition, Shop Smart Autos, and VinQ. If you want more brews or you want to find out how to partner with the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, go to carguycoffee.com. Let's brew! What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And this is Fredlin Arts, the subprime hero.
And we are brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast at the DriveCentric headquarters in St. Louis with the one,
the only Anthony Nanner!
There he goes. Give me that high five, brother.
Let's go, brother. That's right.
Man, what a ball of energy this brother is right here.
Man,
we're watching zip, run all over the place, having a good time. So glad that we can finally sit you in this chair.
Excited to be here.
Solutions. Excited to talk. So brother, real quick, what brings you out to this particular event this year?
To learn, grow, and level up.
Hey, I love that.
I want to be able to bring some good tools and resources and bring back my store and implement best practices.
That's it. That's what you get when you come to a thing like this. Especially if you come here with intentions to do, and that's great that you're doing that. You're local. You're here in the St. Louis area.
Local boy.
That's what I'm talking about, and I love it. Great town, man. We had a great time last night at the ball game, man. You guys have a great sports team with the Cardinals. Just the whole community, the way it is, and even the way that downtown area is set up for the team, it's phenomenal. I have to say that I was like blown away by the way it all looks down there.
St. Louis is really a small, big city, right?
It is. You're right.
One of the questions, if you're not here from St. Louis, is, hey, where did you go to high school? Because it really is a small, big city. Everybody wants to know where you go to school because they probably know somebody, a friend, a relative, or a coworker that went to that school.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. You got to love that. And it's good when you can find a community, a big city that's a small town, right? That you can have that feeling, and everyone is part of that community. They're injected one way or the other. And obviously, you're injected with the community. You're a general manager, and you're doing great things at a place, coming here to be able to go back and implement great strategies, great processes, and great software to make sure that your dealership is running at the best potential that it has and allows your salespeople to be able to help your customers at the best quality that they possibly can, too.
That's it.
That's it, man.
That's it. Just customer service. We're not in the car business. We're in the people business. We want to take care of people. We want to establish relationships, and we want to take care of them long-term.
Oh, man.
Long-term.
Right on the money with that.
So help us understand real quick, and just shouting out to your store, right? Just tell them a little bit. So you're a general manager, local store. Tell everybody more about your store, where to reach you, where to get a ride from you if in the St. Louis area. Tell them a little bit about the store you're running.
Absolutely. So my name again is Anthony Nanos, general manager, All-Star Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. We're located off of Bridgeton, right off of 70 and 270.
Right.
We're a family-owned business. And we've been here for nearly 50 years. We're a small, big dealership, right?
I love that.
Like the city.
Yeah, we're small to where we take care of everybody, like the families. Not only our customers, but also our employees, but also just to serve people that love our brand. We have an exciting house of nameplates, which is obviously Dodge Chrysler Jeep brand.
Oh, yeah.
We have a standalone Jeep store that we're getting ready to open up. So super excited. Hopefully y'all can come out and see us.
That's going
to
be big.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But super excited, again, just to be here and just represent my store. We've got a group of great people, great owners. And just excited to just be able to spread our name and what we can do to help you guys.
Oh, and I love that. And you're in here. Not only are you gathering information and getting educated, but you're sharing your information to others and showing people what you can do, showing them your case studies of all the ways that you guys have been able to do business. But yet I know that you're going to take something back with you. If there was something that you, out of the past 2 days, that you can take back right now, that you're ready to take back right now, what would that be?
It's interesting you asked that question. You and I were having a conversation earlier. But probably one of the things that I can take away from this is...
Hey, dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of Team VinQ!
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealer partners in the market.
They are 100% CGC approved.
And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
You're not me. I'm not you. Right. We're all individuals, right? We all have our strengths and weaknesses. And that's okay. That's okay if that's the case. But the goal is, what can we do to elevate your game? What can we do to level up? And the way you can do that is number one, we got to look at ourselves in the mirror. We got to take responsibility for our actions.
Yep.
If you want change, you've got to change. If you want change, you've got to change. Learned it from Grant Cardone. So,
that's
but,
right. Hey, Uncle Grant, Uncle G.
Uncle G. But no, again, you just got to be able to look at yourself in the mirror and take a leap of faith. And if this is what you want to do, if you want to serve people, you have to be a servant leader and really grow everyone around you.
Hey, and that I love that. And I love hearing that, especially from somebody in your position. We all get to those positions through different routes, right? We get there and the leadership that we were taught differently. Some of the stuff we were taught, we still use. And some of it's very effective and stuff will always be timeless. But there's a lot of things that we need to adapt and we need to be a little different than the last regimen of leadership, right? We need to be a little bit different. We need to love maybe like them. If you had good leadership that loved you, great. But how we love is different now. Throwing paper in each other's face, calling somebody a lot, dropping MF or whatever it is, it's not the way we do it anymore. Listen, I still get upset and I still sometimes wonder why people are in this industry, right? But I'm going to be honest. I have to know the way, show the way, go the way. I can't expect them, like you said, to do what I do. I have to know that they're not me, that I'm going to have to show them exactly what to do. And if I do that and I do it every single time, they're going to get better. And maybe I won't have to show them anymore. Maybe one day they'll be the one showing somebody. But they're not going to do it when they're leaders unless we're doing it as leaders, because we follow the leader in a lot of cases. So we have to break that chain. We have to go somewhere different now. We have to be more in love with our staff than we ever have been because they need the love. But it's important. We needed the love.
Yes.
We just didn't have it. So we didn't have that option. Well, today's world's different, folks. It's a little bit different. And I love it. I love loving people and I love loving staffs. I love helping people grow. I know you're doing the same thing at your store. I love your energy. You came to me, man, and you said the nice thing. I want to be like you guys, right? And I know what you meant by that. You want to share the joy.
Absolutely.
You want to share the happiness. You want to bring people and make them smile when you walk in a room. Guess what? You do that already.
Yes.
You do that naturally. I see. Right.
I appreciate that. And I think there's value in learning, right?
Yeah.
I think every generation learns differently. And we all have different ways to learn. And there's different things that motivates us. However, I think at the very end of it, there's one very common denominator is that we're all humans, right? We're not perfect. We make mistakes. But the growth is what do you learn to not make that mistake again?
Yeah.
What did that mistake teach you?
Absolutely.
Right? What did you get out of that?
So
because in every opportunity, there's a lesson. And so often are lessons that we would maybe even loathe the situation we're going through that's giving us some of the most valuable lessons we've ever had. We get the chance to get those hard lessons by staying the course, being around people that we can trust, and then in the end, being able to recap and say, what actually happened? Not what happened, how did I feel, but what happened? What were the results? And inside of that, being the leader that you are, it is so vital that you do not just keep yourself getting better, but you set the standard for how everybody inside of your command, and we look at everything in military terms, but everybody in your command is also self-developing and getting better. Whether it's with the tools that you've injected into the store, or it's just how to speak with the people we work with and work for. It's so critical to do that. What has personal development for you personally been able to do for you connecting to your people and being able to raise that bar inside of them?
Hey dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website.
Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you.
From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to TeamMXS.com.
Back to the show.
I think one of the things that I try to focus with my leaders is number one, we got to be able to lead by example.
Bingo.
You can't fundamentally ask somebody to do something that you're not willing to do yourself. So I believe you need to lead by example. Number two, you have to encourage.
Yes.
You have to encourage, right? You celebrate failures, but you encourage successes.
Bingo.
I think too often in our industry, we're just always so critical of all the bad things that we do.
Always,
right? And the reason why is the business we're in, but I hate that excuse. I hate that excuse, oh, that's just the business. No, it doesn't have to be that way.
I agree with you.
I think the third component of that is giving real advice. Often we give advices that are not sound, advice that person may not actually be able to do.
I love it.
And the last thing about that is just really develop your team, develop a culture of change in an environment that you believe can move forward.
I like you a lot. What he just said there is exactly what solutionaries do.
Yeah.
And what we coach on, and you're speaking my language all day. We've been talking about language a lot over these interviews and how we speak, but I'm picking up that even the dialect, right? I'm just telling you.
There is a language to the solutionary.
There really is. So you're exactly right. The way that we do that with everyone, that's not just the people that we're training, not the people that we work with. That's the customers that we deal with. That's our family members. That's our friends. It's important that we do all those things. And that's how the world grows. And that's how people build confidence that don't have it right now. You build confidence in them by giving them those things. It's hard for people to be confident if they don't know what they're doing, right?
100%.
You can be confident saying, I can learn how to do it, but it doesn't mean when you get put in your face very first day, you're going to be like, I remember the first time I caught an up, I was like, oh man, here we go. And it's no different, but what a good feeling that was. What a good feeling it was when you used the word tracks or the science behind what they try to teach you and it worked for the first time. How great did that make you feel? The first time that you closed a deal, when you loaded, your lips got loaded and you went in, you said what your boss said and it worked. Wow, this is magic. It's not magic. This is something that we've all found out through science, through really dealing with relationships, is finding out, just be real with people, be transparent, love them, educate them, empower them, encourage them, do all those things this way that they can be ready to buy a car, to sell a car, to teach other people how to do it. If you do all those things, it naturally happens. It becomes an ecosystem of growth, an ecosystem of happiness, an ecosystem of like potential that's just like ready to explode. Get on that tip, man. I love that you're that way, brother. You're really speaking our language.
I appreciate it. I try to be positive, right?
You gotta be.
I think as a leader, everyone wants to mimic what you're doing. And if you set goals daily, you create objectives, and you continue to grow, everything else comes natural.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go.
Everything is natural.
I love that.
When paying attention to a leader, you can set the entire tone for your store if you're the aggravated, always picking the problem out leader.
Yes.
Right? And everybody walks on eggshells, is scared, nervous, and operating in fear, which is never good. There's zero way that we can lead a customer outside of a state of being fearful with a salesperson that's fearful about their job, that's fearful about whether they're equipped or not, that's fearful about whether their technology works, that is in fear, right? They can't pull something different out of a customer than what it is that they're positive. And inside of those moments when you do bring the assurance and the certainty of, hey, no matter what it is, we can still be positive. No matter what we're facing, we can still smile. No matter what the challenge is, we're going to get over it. And no matter what, we still got each other's backs. We're still going to learn from it. And looking at the challenges as if, hey, this is just part of the process. In order for us to get better, we have to have new contenders jump in the ring that are going to hit us. We're probably going to get hit in the face a few times, right? This is a business where we get rejected a lot. And teaching our people how to deal with that rejection, for us to deal with that rejection, we raise people in this business. We sow into them. They leave us. They come back. All of these different things happen. But for us to keep steady and hold the line and bring people up with us, this is why we are the ones that are building a basically like a nursery tank for people to build great things in the industry. They can come in with very, very little and have all of the resources it takes to build a big career. What did you start out as in the car business? How did you get into the car business?
I started out in sales 15 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. I got in it by accident. I was in the financial market and the housing market crashed.
Yep.
Housing market crash.
I remember
everything
that.
Just stood still.
That's about 2008.
Yeah. And the car business crashed.
I was in the business during that time. The car business, that was. I was like, holy crap.
I didn't have a job for nearly 18 months, like 17 months. And I was working for Wells Fargo at the time. And I was running out of money. I was like, man, what am I going to do? And
Wells Fargo, man.
Right.
Back then, we thought the car business was over.
Oh, my. We thought everyone. Yeah. We thought everything was over back then. Wow. Right? The world stood still, literally. But no, I have a friend that's still in the industry. He's a GM in a local auto dealer group here in town. And he goes, hey, come on in. I think you can do well selling cars. I'm like, man, I'm not going to sell cars. Salespeople are scumbags. They cheat.
Oh, my
they
God.
They lie.
Yeah.
They're thieves.
Yeah.
I never heard of that.
Yeah. Right.
I never heard of that before.
Me either. But that was a stigma back then, and I didn't want to be part of it.
It's a stigma now.
No, yeah. I totally get that. Yeah. You got family. You don't want them to think that you're a scumbag. Right. Too. Yeah. I get all that, yeah.
And it's unfortunate, but really, at the end of the day, we're just hardworking people that want to earn a living so we can provide for our families.
Right. No different than anyone else.
No different than anyone else. But I was fortunate enough to where I sold vehicles for less than 12 months. I was at a Hyundai dealer, new franchise dealer in town, and I sold for literally less than 11 months or less than 12 months, and I was able to get promoted to an F&I position. So I was an F&I manager.
It's good thing you had that finance background, and that was a big part of it. Plus, you probably came in with discipline. You came in with process. You came in with daily grind, and they were like, hey, not only that, but wow, he's also very good with numbers. Maybe we need to put him in here too, and then you got an opportunity for that. That's hard work. That doesn't happen very easily. Even with people with the history, when they get in, doesn't mean that they're automatically going to get that position. So that's phenomenal doing that in less than a year, man. Way to go, Fast.
Yeah, thanks. Man. Appreciate it.
Quick question. Do you know what SmartPixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to M1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at
M1-data.com. Let's brew.
Come on now. Back to the show.
But more importantly, outside of money, I knew I could make a lot of money, but I had leaders that treated everyone around them like they kicked everybody in the teeth every single day. The meetings we have where you're POS, you're not great in life, you're never gonna do anything. And
nobody likes you.
You know what I'm saying? Everything you do is bad and nobody likes you.
Couldn't close a book.
Right. But really, that was my drive and motivation. I wanted to be a completely different leader. And I wanted to be a word to me. And yes. I wanted to be a nice guy. I wanted to be helpful. I wanted to help grow people. And I feel like in the last 15 years, that's what I've been able to do, that I've been fortunate enough to be a part of. And
that's awesome.
And here, again, I'm not perfect by any means. I don't know if there is a leader out there that's truly perfect.
No, no such thing.
And you need people, right? You need a support group. No one leader can grow a successful company ever
without support.
So for me, yeah, I get frustrated just like anybody else because you want to make progress. You want to make positive changes. You want to move the needle. You want to grow. You want to move the business in a different phase of its life. And there are times that pulls me back, but I think at the very end of all of its attitude, you got to have a great attitude, no matter how bad of a day you're having, you know, and we all have things in our personal lives that happen, but you got to be able to leave that outside the door before you even step
into attitude.
Your work,
100% attitude matters. It's like probably the most important thing, right? I think it all starts with that. The moment you walk in the room, the moment you wake up, the way that you greet the first person that you greet of the day, it's your attitude. I was told your attitude determines your altitude. Oh, so true. The better your attitude, the higher you go, right? The better you'll flow in life. And everyone around you will want to join you. The thing is, if you have the right attitude, people will be lifting you up to there, right? They'll be helping you get there. They'll be excited because they want you there. We need more good attitudes and leadership positions. And that's why it's special that you're there, man. I'm excited that your staff has what you have, that you went the path that you get. As crazy as it is, you look at real world things that happen. 2008, housing crash. You look at that. Worst thing in the world. Oh, my God, my life's going to change. But yet it brought you somewhere that you thought you would never be, a place that you thought was the bottom of the ocean where all the lawyers and all them dirtbags live. But yet you were able to come and find out that's not the case. But even though you found out that some leaders were still like that, you were like, you know what? I'm going to change it when I get this opportunity. You're doing that. So I encourage you, don't ever stop doing that, brother.
Thanks,
keep sharing that joy with others. Keep making sure that the staff knows that this business isn't dirtbags, isn't liars and cheaters, that we are good people. We're family people. We have purpose and reasons and whys. And so many people count on us. And that's why we do what we do. We love what we do. We love you customers out there, too. Thank you for buying from us.
Just like you.
That's right. No different.
And even if you have had, and being car guys that we are, we've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. And seeing that, All we do is drop some F-bombs. We just wipe off the weight of unforgiveness. We focus and we stretch out and we fly. And that's how we're going to finish off this show, is to make sure that we do forgive, focus, fly, so that we can keep growing all the time. We got a local St. Louis dealer here at the Drive-Centric headquatters. Didn't have to travel too far, but we are excited to be brewing with you all. If you didn't have the chance to see all of the other live interviews that we did over the past 2 days, go back, check them out. There's some high-quality solutionaries that have been brewing with us here at the Drive-Centric headquarters. Make sure that you do reach out to incredible solutionaries like this that are making big things happen. Anthony is one of many heroes that don't get the chance to have a song sung about them because his hand is on the grind, making an impact on his people and his dealership. And we thank you for taking the time to highlight the awesomeness that is inside of this industry, because there's other people like you, and we're trying to see all these solutionaries rise. We honor you, brother. Let's get ready to forgive, focus, fly, so we can keep growing. Hands on the shoulders. On three. One, two, three.
Forgive. Focus. Fly and keep growing, bro. Let's go,
baby.
That's
right, everybody. You have been brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. I'm Lou Ramirez, the Car Guy.
And I'm Frelin Arts, the subprime hero.
The one, the only,
Anthony.
That's right, everybody. We will see you soon. We out.
All right, one more.
Drive Centric. We love you.
Peace.